We bring in a good friend, Mark Saxon, who covers the Cardinals for ESPN, and a wonderful writer. Mark has been in the Bay Area. I got to know him when he covered the A's, and back down to L.A. and USC and the Dodgers and Angels, and now he's back to his roots in the Cardinal territory. How are you, Mark?
I'm good. I'm like the rambling baseball writer.
Really?
As you pointed out, but it's not rambling, hopefully, with my writing, but rambling around the country with all these different stops that you mentioned.
Well, you
but
got
it's so
home,
good to
though.
Talk with you.
Yeah, you're home. Yeah. How did this come about?
You can go home again. This came about, they were just very interested in covering the Cardinals. They always got a lot of page views, a lot of interest, obviously, in a team with this kind of history. And I had thrown it out there a few years ago as a possibility, not quite being ready to do it, but they kept it in the back of their mind. And then this last off season, they said, "Hey, would you be interested?" And, you know, it was a good offer. And I talked to my wife about it, and it kind of sounded fun to go, you know, try something new.
Great.
And so here we are. Yeah. And it's been good so far.
Well, you're a great writer, and you can follow Mark. I follow him on Twitter at Mark Saxon on Twitter. Always has good stuff on the Cardinals. I'm trying to get a handle on the Cardinals. Right now they're 11 and a half back. I think they're trying to get a handle on the Cubs, but 72 home runs for them, tops in the National League, right up there. A lot of runs scored, good run differential, last in defense. What? Tell me about this Cardinal team. I'm having a tough time figuring it out. Is it just home runs they hit? Are they doing other things?
Well, they're having a hard time getting a handle on themselves. The narrative in spring training was, are they going to hit enough? They're going to have this great starting rotation. Nobody really talked about the defense. And now here we are 2 months into the season. You have an idea what kind of team you have. It's a team that hits like crazy, ton of power. Starting rotation has been a major disappointment and has not been supported by good defense. So they're struggling with those two areas of the game. Both of those have been better lately. And then I think the third thing they're struggling with is just some bad luck. Their run differential is actually better than the Giants, believe it or not. They have a run differential of 48 runs, and yet they're one game over 500. That tells you that they're just not distributing them very well. And that should even out over time, but I think this is a better team than a one-game over 500 team.
All right, Mark Saxon with us. Molina last night really frustrated. His last at-bat hardly got such a defensive swing and then slammed the bat down. He's like in a deep slump, isn't he?
He is. He's not hitting, and the question just becomes almost daily, why don't you give the guy a day off? Their backup catcher, Brian Peña, has been out all year with a knee injury. They have a guy named Eric Fryer who doesn't hit a whole lot, and they know that. And they know the importance of Yadi, the pitching staff. So Mike Matheny has ridden him harder than I've ever seen a catcher get ridden. I think he's only had 4, maybe 5 days off, and they've played, what, 55 games? That's, by today's standards, an absurd amount of games for a catcher to be playing. He's playing day games after night games. I think it's clear that it's wearing him down, whether it's just the mental side and the hitting is becoming the frustration, or there's other things in play. But they say he feels good, and I don't see that changing until Peña comes back.
Boy, interesting. All right, Mark Saxon joins us, covers the Cardinals. It looks like against right-handed pitching, I was looking at the splits today, It looks like against right-handers they just crush the ball. A lot of home runs against righties.
Yeah, I think part of that is, you know, who were the righties? You know, some of the teams they play don't have very good pitching staffs. The other thing is, you know, Matt Adams has really kind of brought his career back from the ashes here. He was hurt most of last year, and he wasn't very good when he was healthy, and people thought, okay, he's a bench guy. And then he just got very hot, and he's taken over that everyday first base job again, and he's killing the ball. He's been their hottest hitter, so he's part of that. You know, they do have good left-handed hitters. Of course, Matt Carpenter, although he hits both sides very well, he's just a good hitter. It doesn't surprise me. I think the home runs are a little surprising, but if you look how they're getting them, it's not like one guy has 15. It's, I think, literally 8 or 9 guys have 6 or more. So they're going to be one of those, a lot of 20 home run guys that can be balanced throughout the lineup.
Well, if you pitch, things can happen. Sounds like the offense isn't really the issue. But Last in defense. How about that? I know the shortstop, they gave, I forget who, maybe Crawford, I forget who hit it at him or panicky got a hit. But the shortstop, I think, leads the majors in errors. He's a good hitter. But can this kid play short?
Great question. It's interesting, like just watching him from my perspective, he's a good shortstop. He just has made all of these errors. I think it's 14 now. It's the most in the major leagues. I thought, frankly, last night should have been an error. I know it was a one-hopper, but that's the ball most guys, I think catch and throw. So I think they're trying to find out, and when Johnny Peralta comes back, which could be on Tuesday, they say they're going to move Peralta to third, and they're going to leave Aledmys Diaz at shortstop. Now, part of that is planning for next year. If he is their everyday shortstop of the future, they want him to continue to develop. So that's what they're going to do. And I think they do see enough athleticism that they think he'll get better. If you think of like a young, you know, Miguel Tejada, when you were, and I were over in Oakland, he made a lot of errors when he was very young, and he got better. So that's what they're hoping for.
All right. Mark Saxon joins us talking about the Cardinals. Mark, Michael Wacha, what do we expect from Michael Wacha? It looks like a tale of two cities, a tale of two seasons for him.
Yeah, I wish you could tell me. I have no idea what to expect. They don't know what to expect. He's been their most erratic starter. I think it's been very disappointing because his stuff is still very good. You'll see him out there today throwing 94, 95, sometimes 96. He's still got the great changeup. What he struggled with is just getting the ball down. If he gets that downward plane and he's driving the ball to the bottom of the strike zone, he can be the guy that we saw in those playoff series, just dominant. And when he's not doing that, he's hittable. So that's been his challenge. He's got kind of somewhat complicated mechanics. But this has gone on for a while now. He's not been a consistent starting pitcher. I think if you were to target one guy in that rotation who could be in jeopardy a little bit, it might be Wacha.
Wow, amazing. After the arm and the World Series and coming out of Texas A&M, to see a young pitcher like that struggle, but start off well and is getting whacked around in May. Mark, I appreciate having you on. We're going to have you tomorrow and analyze this game. How's the weather tonight?
The weather is just a tad muggy. But generally nice. It rained pretty hard this morning, and I think it'll be probably 78, 79 at first pitch.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah, beautiful. I'm looking forward to talking to you tomorrow. I want to talk about the Cardinal fans, a sea of red. Is it Anaheim? Is it like that? I don't know. We'll talk about that tomorrow. Yeah. And, of course, the matchup, we've got Carlos Martinez and Peavy tomorrow. So, Mark, thanks so much.
Okay, Marty, always good to kick it around with you.
Yeah, very good. Mark Saxon, at Mark Saxon, he covers the Cardinals. Very good.